I know everything was on ration, and even sweet corns. You were only allowed a certain amount. Now, my dad never bothered because he smoked, so I used to have his sweet corns, but my mum used to save hers up. And at the back of the White Horse Yard there, there used to be a factory that made boiled sweets. I can't remember the name of it, but there was a factory there that made boiled sweets. And when it was jam making season, we had blackberries and raspberries and gooseberries and plums, and they were all made in, they were either put into kilner jars or they were made into jam, but you didn't get any extra sugar. So I suppose whether they were allowed to or not, I don't know, but we used to take the sweet corns to them, and you could get sugar. You had to buy it, obviously, but you could get sugar in return, so that gave you sugar to make jam. There was ways and means, but normally you were very restricted as to what you ate. I mean, most of the week I used to come home from a lunch and there was a big dish there of vegetable soup, but it was always nice, you know, it was always tasty. And my dad, having travelled all over the world, he used to like curry, which nobody else used to, and we used to buy that in a little tin of Madras curry with blue label on it from Carrots. They were on the corner of Church Street there, opposite Barnes, and it was just a little grocer's shop there, and it was the only place in town you could buy it. And we get this tin of curry powder, and my dad, to make it taste a bit different, he used to sprinkle a bit of curry powder on his vegetable soup. And I started to as well, and I thought, oh yeah, that's nice, it's different, you know, it made it taste that little bit different. And I know when I went to school and I said, I've had curry on, and they didn't know what I was talking about. It was, I think it, because my dad had travelled there, well, he had travelled all over the world, because after he'd come out of the Marines, he'd gone as bandmaster on the liners. He worked mainly for the Union Castle line, but others as well, and he had sampled all these different sort of exotic things that local people didn't know what, you know, it didn't taste anything like the curries that you buy now, but it was different, and it just made the flavour of these vegetable soups that we used to live on.